Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I love this more than anything else in my job. Is the ability to help lead people in guided meditation. Meditation is an opportunity for you to still your soul, quiet your mind, and slow your pace. Long enough for you to be able to speak to the Lord and maybe even more importantly, allow Him to speak to you and you know that that is your God. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus talks about how not to judge others. That if we judge others harshly, we will be judged harshly. When we think about our neighbor, we love to point out a speck in their eye that might be a problem, but we might have a redwood sticking out of ours. Jesus, again, is talking about our heart. So today, as we prepare to meditate, let's, as King David did, let's ask the Lord to search our soul, to search our life, to find any wicked way that we might confess it before Him. Join me. God, today, would you search up and down, left and right, in my soul, even in the nooks and the crannies and in the marrow of my bone, and find where I have a selfish and sinful direction and heart. Would you point that out that it might be hidden to me in my blind spots, that I might confess it before you now, and I could come before you clean because of your power, because of your grace. And now, friend, at a time of meditation, I invite you to tell the Lord the one thing today that you desperately need for Him to do in your life. And He's the only one that can deliver it. Lord, today, would you? And then finish that sentence. Well, now is the question for us to really dig in. And do you really believe what you say? Do you bring faith with that prayer, or is it a wing and a prayer? I would argue that, friend, hope and faith are tangible activities. So take these next couple of moments and let them be a tangible activity to listen intently for God's peace and power and direction as He nudges and pulls you, as He directs you left and right, north and south. Friend, He wants to do this. Let Him give you that today. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, I love it. Jesus makes a point in verse 5. Hypocrite, first get rid of the log in your own eye, then you will see well enough to deal with a speck in your friend's eye. Again, everything that Jesus teaches is a matter of our heart. Don't judge others unless you want to be judged yourself. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.